Hi, I'm Dr. Robert. Here's what's on the radio. In a moment, I'll let you know what's coming up on our community talk shows this week, and I'll feature some of our presenters, people who really know their music. So what's coming up this week? And please note that all of these programs are exclusive to Yarra Valley FM. On Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Anthony Brown presents Life's Mysteries, Explaining the Unexplained.
You're with Anthony here this afternoon, where I'm talking about Life's Mysteries Explained.
Why are we here? What's it all about? These are the big questions in life that can be hard to answer.
In which I want to share with you some of those interesting things that I've discovered in my research into those obscure and hard-to-answer questions that we all seem to have about our life here on Earth. And be aware, my take on any particular subject will probably be a bit different from what you may expect.
But first, news of some program changes due to the footy season. Rose, who presented Start Me Up Saturday, is off playing women's football for the season and therefore taking a break from radio. Crimson and Clover with Avalon is now on at the new time at 9 a.m. Saturday, straight after the Hot 30. And finally, David Oaten's Hits and Memories has moved to the new time slot of 11 a.m. through to 1:30 p.m. And that's the time when the AFL Outer Eastern is broadcast live and exclusive to Yarra Valley FM every Saturday.
Turn up the radio and turn off the lights.
Then on Wednesday afternoon, 12th of May, Alan Collier introduces a very popular segment called Lawyers, Grapes and Gripes at 12 midday, followed by an update from Eastern Health at 1 p.m. Alan's interview last week with the Melba Community Support Program is now available on our podcasts page.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
On Thursday, May the 13th, Bruce chats with Rod McHale again, and the topics are topical. Tune in at 9 a.m. to learn about what's happening locally with renewable energy and what's occurring at the famous Water Wheel in Warburton. You can hear and even download last Thursday's chat between Bruce and Megan Bunteen on the topic of not-for-profit community groups on our podcasts page. Just backtracking to Saturday morning, I mentioned that Avalon now starts her show Crimson and Clover at 9 a.m. There's really no better way to start your Saturday morning. Avalon presents a refreshing and insightful analysis and personal observations on a different musical theme each week. Let's listen back to a few moments from last Saturday's show.
Welcome back to Crimson and Clover with Avalon. I'm going to start off with this song that I absolutely love. I play it kind of often on Crimson and Clover. Sometimes I just think it deserves its own introduction. This song is Love Grows by Edison Lighthouse. Now, there are a couple different versions of this song. This version that I'm going to play, I think it's the less known one, and it's just everything that I love in a song, basically. It has this really great introduction. The guitar is very flat and hard sounding, then the drums kick in, and then you have these strings that just like travel across octaves, and it's quite fast. The other version is a bit slower and doesn't have the strings in there, and the sound is a lot fuller and warmer, which I often like in a song, but just for this song, the beat just works so much better. So here is Love Grows by Edison Lighthouse.
Avalon has two unique segments each week. One is a blast of the Beatles and the other is Off the Wall, but otherwise it's a featured artist, classic tracks and random facts for 2 hours from 9 a.m. each Saturday. See if you can guess what Avalon's theme is for next Saturday.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is Crimson and Clover with Avalon. And that was The Logical Song by Supertramp. All right, the next song I'm going to play for you is Dirty Boulevard by Lou Reed. Now, this song is a little clue as to next week's theme. Now, I'll give you a hint. It is not Lou Reed, and it's not something to do with the title of the song. It's something to do with the style that the song is in. All right, I'll press play and you can have a think and you'll find out next week.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And now to various presenters and music programs on Yarra Valley FM. Let's have a listen back to 3 of our rock and roll shows. Firstly, from Eddie. Eddie's show, Just Rockin' and Rollin', goes to air every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Has a global audience via the Listen Live button on our website. The
program is Just Rocking and Rolling, as every Wednesday night, in same time, from 7 till 9 o'clock, we are going back in time, back to the 50s. So that's the aim for tonight as well. And if you feel you want to talk about 50s music to me, then phone number over here is 5961, 5991, and we can talk about the music. Okay, I'd like to send a cheerio to our friends who are sitting around the computer in the middle of Europe. Savastok fiú klányok, itt a rock and roll, maradjatok velem.
And it's tasteless.
Last leg of the program are rockabilly songs, very, very hard to find them. No, not really. You just have to ring me up and I know where to find it. So it's not a big problem. So I'm talking too much and the music is standing by. So you are listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The program is Just Rocking and Rolling. And the song I'd like to play you right now is titled The Wheel. And here we go.
Next is Bobby Nicholas, whose three-hour show Rock Time is on every Thursday at 4 p.m. Bobby gets lots of requests, so get in early if you want to hear a tune during your drive home or while you're busy in the kitchen.
This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Our show is called Rock Time, and I'm your host, Bobby Nicholas.
Take my advice. If you love someone, don't think twice.
Love you, baby, love. Sugar, baby, love. Love her anyway. Love her every day.
Last but not least, Matt Shaw presents the Rock and Roll Hit Parade on a Sunday evening at 6 p.m.
From the graveyard of rock and roll.
45 RP.
The Lost 45s.
My baby, her going steady. We're not married, but we're getting ready to tie the knot and I'm gonna make her my own.
So listen for Matt Shaw, the Rock and Roll Hit Parade, every Sunday from 6 till 8.
Who is still with us, yes, at the age of 84. Cole was born on the 13th of April, 1937, so he just recently turned 84. He was the first local rock and roll singer to have a number one record in Australia, and he had several hits, especially around 1959, 1960. 59 was a really big year for Cole and the boys. Of course, the Joy Boys also included two of his brothers, both Keith and Kevin. Their first single release was a cover of Stagger Lee, which we heard earlier in tonight's show, at least the Lloyd Price sort of version of that song. And then the hits sort of just came thick and fast for a short time there. Songs like Bye Bye Baby, which was a number three hit nationally for Cole.
So between these three, you have 7 concentrated hours of songs from the rock and roll era. Eddie, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bobby, 4 p.m. Thursday, and Matt, 6 p.m. Sunday. Not to mention Dr. Rock on Tuesday mornings and Alan Collier every second Sunday afternoon. And you might well say, enough is enough. I just can't take so much in one week. It's all here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And now a word about our Monday afternoon half-hour program with an older Australian, Listen to Older Voices. The show first went to air in 1988 as part of the Melba Community Support Program, which later became a program of Uniting Wesley. The Melba Club is one of the many social support programs run by Uniting Wesley, all of which support independence and help to reduce isolation among older people in our community through social connections and group activities. While the Melba Club in Healesville provides social opportunities for older people living in the Yarra Valley, the Listen to Older Voices program knows no bounds. Armed with his portable recording equipment, Rob Greaves travels across Melbourne to record interviews with interesting people aged over 65. Next Monday at 4 p.m, Rob starts a new series of Listen to Older Voices in which he interviews local identity Tony Rice. Here's a preview in which Tony describes his naval service on the Royal Yacht Britannia.
The Royal Family were aboard. They come aboard for a while. One day, me and about 3 of the boys, we were down in our mess deck having a smoke. Princess Margaret wandered down and having a yak with us. We were having a good old talk and the shore patrol come down, picked the four of us up and put us in the cells.
For talking to the princess?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have gotten into as much trouble if you'd just walked off and left her there?
We got the blame for talking to her.
Had you been warned beforehand not to talk to members of the Royal Family?
No, never.
Gee, that was a bit rough.
She just wandered down to the mess deck. She was one of the best of the Royal Family.
I was
going
to say, what was she like to talk to? Was she easy?
Oh, easy to talk to, yes. Yeah, better than any of the rest of the family.
So you got carted off to...
Yeah, and put in the cells while you were talking to her.
And how long did you have to spend in there?
16 days.
Let's conclude this week's What's on the Radio with some extracts from this month's Community Connections with the Yarra Rangers Council. Michael Goodrich from Council introduces several community organisations, such as the Local Library Service, at 2 p.m. on the first Wednesday of each month. In this extract from last week's broadcast, we hear what's happening this winter from Merrill Knoll of Wild.
Now, for people who haven't heard of the Wild Community Group, can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, Wild Community Group... are a township group for 5 different towns. So the towns are Wurrialik, Hoddles Creek, Yellingbow, Launching Place and Don Valley. And that makes the acronym for WILD, which is spelt a little bit different. A couple of years ago, we took over the management of the Sydney Halbish Hall in Don Valley. So we have a lease of that hall and we manage it. and run it. And we planned to do the markets last year, but that all got put on hold. So this year we've started seasonal markets. We actually call them mini markets. So mini markets were around in 2014, and we ran them once a week, and they were in the five primary schools of the Wild Towns. And the idea originally was to link the communities of those towns through a market. So the craft mini market, it's a different theme. So we've got that for winter, and the idea is that people like to, you know, do craft activities more in winter because it's indoors and cozy. So again, we'll have Red Cross there doing hot drinks and snacks to eat. We will have a sausage sizzle. I'm not sure who's doing that yet, but there'll be a sausage sizzle there so people can grab a snack. And there'll be some entertainment. We were lucky to get some support from council with a COVID grant to help revive the markets and activities at the hall. So that means we can have some local entertainment. So we'll actually have a vocalist. Her name's Bronte. She sings and plays guitar, so she'll be, you know, performing throughout the market time inside. And hopefully that'll be more than just buying and selling, though. We're hoping to have some crafts, people doing some crafts and activities for kids and maybe adults. And our stalls are only $10. So we make it really affordable. It's not about making money. It's about getting people along there and some things for people to do in their local community. So we've got our winter mini market coming up on Saturday, the 26th of June. It's an afternoon market because in winter we understand it's hard to get going in the mornings. Yes. So it's from 1 to 4 p.m. We have a swap table as well. We did one in the harvest market, but obviously, people, it takes time to get used to that. So in harvest, I actually picked some lemons and took some things that I had excess of. But I thought for the craft one, you know, lots of people have things lying around that they might have made and they don't want anymore, or just something, it's really open. So the idea of that table is there's no money exchanged. You just put something on the table and then we'll work out, like, if someone else, and they can trade or do something. You know, someone might have a whole lot of wool that they don't want, and then they can put that on the table, and someone might have some beads or, you know, anything, bits of wood to make carving with, anything really. It's just really open to ideas so that people can swap instead of sell. Wild, W-H-Y-L-D, into Google, it'll bring you up with our group because there's not too many wild groups.
Finally, as we continue to listen back to last week's Yarra Rangers Council Community Connections, we hear from Kate Barrett of the Redwood Community Centre.
Yeah, we're located in Warburton. And people always say, oh, the old Seventh-day Adventist school, so that's how they know our building, right next to the river there. It's a beautiful spot. We've been there since, well, we've been operating as community centre since 2012, and we're there just to help anyone in our area that needs a bit of support. Freezing in Warby, as most of you would know. Yes. And we found early on in our days people were often asking for blankets, even hot water bottles, and then winter clothing. So we started a small drive and it's just gotten bigger and better. And so we're after any really good quality coats, beanies, all of that sort of winter clothing, and, of course, blankets as well. So, and if we ever have too many, we love to share them with other agencies in the area too. We have a box at the front of the Redwood Centre that people can leave the donations in there, but if they would rather hand them to us, we're there Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 10 till 2, so they can come in and hand them to us themselves. Yeah. Feel free to contact us if you want to help people in your community in a really casual way without any commitments. Please contact us and we will hook you up with people that need some social support, some food or even some gardening. Exactly. Just search Gather My Crew and you'll be able to find different organisations that need your support.
The full program can be heard at any time from the podcast page of our website. You've been listening to What's on the Radio, your guide to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, broadcast at this time each week, and also updated every Monday afternoon on our website. This segment is produced by Dr. Robert and brought to you by the volunteers on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, your local community radio station.
Once upon a time, or maybe twice, there was an unearthly paradise called
the Yarra Valley. What do you love about the Yarra Valley? Food, wine, fresh air, spectacular views, and of course, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.